你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。首先我们来做一段听力的测试，让我们进行详尽的分解。 Let's get it. Howdy, nice car. What seemed to be the problem?
I don't know.
The stupid old car started spewing white smoke and it just died on me. Luckily, I managed to start it up and drive it here.
What do you think it is?
Not sure yet. How about you pop the hood, we can take a look.
It doesn't look good.
Okay, 我们看所有的一些连录音、云语调以及听力的细节。今天我们讲的主题叫 mechanic 机修工。第一句话 ，Howdy, nice car. What seemed to be the problem?
Howdy 这个单词表示你好 ，Hello, Hi, What's up 的意思，但是相对比较区域性一些。比如说在某个地区用这个单词，用这样的打招呼的方式
，Howdy, nice car. What seemed to be the problem? What seemed to be the problem 就是出了什么事情，等于我们讲 What's wrong or What's the matter? What happened?What's the T 可以不用发音叫 What seemed to be the problem? 记住 to 在加速的时候弱化成 T. What seems to be the problem? 所以节奏很强。Howdy, nice car. What seemed to be the problem?
I don't know.
The stupid old car started spewing white smoke and it just died on me. 他说我也不知道。Don't know 在加速的时候你要记住两个双元音，第一个双元音变单元音，第二个还是双元音叫 I don't know.I don't know the stupid old car. Stupid 的 D 跟 O 有一个连音叫 stupid old， 所以听起来这两个单词啊，有可能就听不懂。The stupid old car started spewing white smoke. Spew 这个单词指的是喷吐的意思。他说开始啊吐白烟，冒白烟，然后呢 ，and it just died on me. Dies on me 什么意思？在我面前死掉了。意思是呢，汽车在我面前抛锚了，不动了。And 跟 it 有连音 ，and 组合用 and 进行连音，叫做 any just died on 第一个 on 连音 ，and it just died on me，and it just died on me，I don't know，the stupid old car started spewing white smoke，and it just died on me，luckily I managed to start it up and drive it here。他说很幸运的是 ，luckily I managed to。Manage to 是一个固定的表达，是设法的意思。To 在加速可以弱化成 to 或者 the， 因为 managed 是一个浊辅音音标结尾。I managed to start it up， 把它启动起来。你看这边都有零 ，started up。Start 跟 it 零叫 started，t 浊化成 d。d 跟 it 的跟 up 零叫 started up。I managed to start it up， 我设法把它启动起来 ，and drive it here， 把它开过来。What do you think it is? 你认为是什么问题 ？Do you 在加速变成 the you do 弱化成 the you 弱化成也变成 what are you? What do you think it is? 包括 think and it is 有连叫 think it is. What do you think it is? 我们把这一段慢速来朗读一下。I don't know. The stupid old car started spewing white smoke, and it just died on me. Luckily, I managed to start it up and drive it here. What do you think it is?Not sure yet. 他说还不是很确定。Yet 表示上还的意思。Not sure yet. How about you pop the hood? We can take a look. 他说how about 就是 what about? 什么什么怎么样 ?Pop the hood. Pop 这个单词指的砰的把它弹起来。Pop. 那么 hood 指的是引擎盖的意思。Pop the hood 就是打开引擎盖。我们知道打开汽车有一个小小的一个按钮一拉砰弹出来对不对 ?So pop the hood, 我们就指的是打开引擎盖。Pop the hood, and we can take a look. Take a look means have a look. 我们可以去 check out, 看一看。这句话节奏很强。Not sure yet. How about you pop the hood, and we can take a look? It doesn't look good. 看起来好像不太妙。我们把这一段我们从头到尾来读一遍。Here we go. Howdy, nice car. What seemed to be the problem?
I don't know.
The stupid old car started spewing white smoke, and it just died on me.Luckily, I managed to start it up and drive it here. What do you think it is?
Not sure yet.
How about you pop the hood? We can take a look. It doesn't look good. All right, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。大家如果想学到更多，可以来参加我21天听力口语挑战计划。这是一个完全免费的公益活动，但很不幸运的是，这是最后一届，以后就没有了。那么21天挑战21个主题21节课，带你精听和分析数百页的口语材料。每节课2个多小时全程干货，
很轻松，一个月打通你的听力跟口语。如果你想学到最后一节21天听力跟口语挑战计划，请立刻关注微信公众号学豆英语，学习的学，豆子的豆。关注之后呢，立刻推送一个微信群给你，扫码进群就可以跟我免费学习21天提升听力跟口语。 So see you next time guys.